Life is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if my favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? All right, everybody, welcome back to episode 116. And if you're brand new here, welcome for the first time. Is that better, Pete?
I'm not here. You haven't introduced me yet.
That's true. All right, everybody, I'm your host, Steve Bisciotti, and we are here today to do a podcast that is going to be the best podcast you've heard all week, because I don't think we've done any other ones this week. So, as you know, I don't do the show alone. So, without further ado, I need to introduce the best two co-hosts a host could have, starting off with Pete McCarthy. How are you doing today, Pete?
I'm doing great, Steven. Thanks for asking.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for being here.
Hey, and thanks for having lunch with me on Monday. That was nice. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was. So it was great.
Nice little getaway.
Jeremy was there.
Yeah, Jeremy.
It was kind of, that made it pretty good.
Yeah.
And
a little surprise for you know.
Yeah. And next to him and across from me, we have Travis Bowles. How you doing today, Trav?
Great.
All right. Well, that's not all. Today, we actually have Hobby Lobby with us, too. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. A little tired.
A little tired? Why? What's going on?
My work schedules have changed. I'm now working mornings.
Oh, what's how early is that?
It sucks. Five.
Oh.
5 o'clock.
Brutal.
Yeah. That's but I was out at like 1 o'clock, so.
Oh, I guess that's.
That's the good
There's always a trade-off, I guess.
Yeah, so. I'm not used to being out at nights.
Right.
Be able to do stuff. So.
Well, it's good to have you, man.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So, Pete, what's been going on with you?
Just busy. Lots going on. It's budget time at my full-time job, and there's a lot going on with that, and it's just busy. Yeah, normal stuff. Looking forward to this with you guys, as always. So.
Yeah, I've actually been looking forward to this show all day. I was kind of excited. I think we got some good stuff to talk about. Trav, what do you got going on? Anything you want to talk about?
Nope.
Big surprise. Chris is already covered. Chris has got to wake up early. He's not used to it. That leaves me. I don't really have anything new here. Wish I did. Irish Fest. I went to the Irish Fest. That was fun. I like Irish music.
Yeah.
Yeah. No? No,
it's not
for you?
For me.
Not for you?
I recognize the talent and I respect the craft, but it's not for me. So.
Yeah.
So is that like just a big beer tent?
No. It's Irish music. There's many tents. There's multiple Irish bands going on at once. So you can kind of walk around and pick your poison.
It's like a band orgy.
And then there's like a vendor tent, a big tent that you can go and buy Celtic stuff or music or food or, you know, just knit things, kilts, hats. Yeah.
Kilt hats. Sort of stuff. I've never seen a kilt hat.
Kilts and hats.
Oh, and hats. Okay.
And hats. There's a whiskey tasting tent, which I really, next year I want to do that.
Why did you not do it this time?
I didn't know about it, and you had to buy tickets for it.
Oh.
And
I would join you for a whiskey tasting tent.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So, Travis, will join us and we'll just take photos of his face puckering every time he tastes the whiskey.
That would be hilarious.
Yes, but, it would.
Yeah, so there's some cool stuff going on down there. My kids like it. Took Pork down there.
Nice. You know,
and it was entertaining. I love it when I'm with that kid because I just constantly am like always picking out chicks for him to look at with Katie's with him, when Katie's with him. What do you think of her? He just gets all like sheepish and doesn't know what to do and then Katie rolls her eyes at me and
look at those sweater puppets.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. What do you think of that? What would you do to that Pork? I mean, what other kid is going to have that memory? Yeah, one of my girlfriend's dad used to try to make me look at other chicks. So, nope, fun time. Anyways,
how old is he though?
Pork is only 13.
Hey, Steven.
You remember what you were doing at 13?
Oh yeah.
Jeez,
yeah, I was trying to take the skin off.
I was. I still have chafing flashbacks. What's lube?
Yeah. So, anyways, I'm pretty excited about toy drama. Trav, we got some toy drama?
I don't have any.
You don't have any toy drama?
None.
What? That's kind of a letdown. It's kind of a letdown.
Is there something I should have?
Well, you always have something. I mean, I gave you something for toy drama, but do you have something else? Oh. I mean, is that all there is?
Contribute nothing to this show other than toy drama.
Not toy drama. What do you bring to the show?
You're sitting in it, dick.
This is my chair. I gave it to you.
You offloaded it on me.
Okay, what do I got? All right, I got a text message that Steven has sent to me.
Oh, so this is really it. This is all you have.
That's all I got. I mean, you got anything else? I mean,
No, this is it. I just, go ahead.
All right. Eric Munez had messaged Steven, and I guess we're going to read this conversation.
I find it entertaining.
I know what.
Travis is coming over here. He's moving. I don't know what he's doing, but.
So, I think I am going to be Steven. No, I will be Eric.
Okay.
And Pete will be Steven.
Okay.
Okay. So the blue is going to be Steven.
Okay.
All right. Let me make sure this is going the right way. Yep. Okay. Here we go. Hey, you know anyone looking for a test shot?
That yours?
Yeah. Thumbs up. And it's a picture of Thistlehorn.
A test shot, a Mythic Legion.
Mythic Legion test shot, yep. Thistlehorn. The one that I already have and reviewed on this podcast. I'm thinking of putting it for sale.
Apparently, Eric Munoz voiced Speedy Gonzalez. So, you racist prick.
He's like, hey.
How much are you looking for?
Not sure yet. What would you spend? They all go for over 100.
You looking for any Colosseum Wave Legions?
Who you got?
All but the troll?
What about PayPal? What are you thinking?
I got PayPal. Just thought there was a fig you might want. If we agreed on a value, I could throw in some cash.
I was thinking 125 shipped for Thistlehorn. With the Swords Horsemen.
The Sword Horsemen.
The Swords Horse Semen.
Here's a lot of pictures of it posed. Thoughts? Or best offer?
I'd do 110 shipped.
Thinking of a counter.
Is your name Justice? Question mark.
Would you do 100 plus a loose Adamon? I need him for a custom.
My Adamon is not loose. I'm sorry. I don't have a loose Adamon.
Then open the box one, LOL, and ship it loose.
So you're asking me to devalue a figure and sell it to you.
This is going into toy drama.
There wasn't that many ha's.
Ha ha! Ha ha! Counter? I'm asking for $100 plus Coliseum Wave figure for a 1 in 10 test shot. You ain't selling me nothing. Ha 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 ha! Counter?
Thinking.
Or 125 shipped.
How about I send you redacted? How about I send you a sealed Adamon and $30? Adamon is a $70 to $80 fig. Picture of said Adamon. That's what he looks like after you open him.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking?
Picture in a box. Picture in a box. Do you have him?
Negative. I don't have him.
He's my favorite in that wave.
I'd be okay with Romulus plus $50. Freaking test shot, 1 of 10. Super limited piece of art.
What's the character's name?
Thistlehorn. I'm curious why he carries the Swords Horseman. A lot of storytelling in the figure.
R plus 40 equals deal. Ships today.
R plus 50. $10 power con tax. LOL. Ha ha.
R plus 40 plus PowerCon pin.
The Keltis one?
Picture of the Keltis one.
Deal!
There you go. That wasn't really how I thought we were going to talk about this, but... yeah. So what do you think?
What I took from that is you didn't even know what the figure was.
No.
Towards the end of it.
No. I did because he sent me about 17 million pictures of the figure, which is why I was sending him pictures of the figure. I was doing the same thing to him as he was doing to me. We both know what we're talking about, but he kept sending me pictures of the same thing over and over and over and over. So then I started.
1 in 10.
Yeah, 1 in 10, dude. He's like, okay, well, if it's that freaking rare, why do you want to get rid of it?
Super artsy.
It's 1 in 10, but the guy that lives 10 miles away from me and is one of my great friends has one. How rare can it be? Come on. Jeez.
You know what's the best part of this story?
Huh?
Did you hear what happened with the Keltis pin?
It went up now. It's available, it's isn't it? Or it's going to be.
Did he message you?
Yeah, he did.
I bet he did.
He did. That was funny.
Oh, that was fun.
No, but the best part of that whole thing, I thought, was when he wanted me to open up my figure to cheapen it for him.
Which is hilarious because we've had that at shows.
Right. Well, I don't need the figure. If I open it, I'll just get the figure and keep the box. Or what you could do is you could write down your email address on your hand and fist yourself.
He might be as cheap as Justice Curry.
That dude is
a wheeler.
Yeah, and we love him. Obviously, he's a big fan of the podcast. Very active. But him and I have gone back and forth on a couple deals before between him trying to sell me stuff and then me selling him stuff, and it's fun. I had to send him, I swear to God, 50 pictures of Hordak's face. And you know, everyone, I'm like, it looks good. Well, can you give me a closer photo? I'm like, yeah. Oh my God.
At one point, it was literally just an 8x10 of the eye.
Yeah, true. Yeah. True.
Yeah. And no derp here. His cheapness even goes down to the. I have it here.
Smallest box possible.
I have it here, and look what he paid to ship it.
$3.75.
So we shipped a day apart.
Yeah.
He got his like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
I got this today. I paid $10 to ship mine.
Yeah, to get
priority.
Tracking. Yeah.
He paid $3. Now, somehow this does have tracking, but every time I try to track this thing, it says information not available.
It says, you're fucked.
It says, cheap ass. You paid $3.75. What do you expect? For $375, your tracking says, it's coming!
It's in America.
Right. It just says in transit for five days.
It's funny. So, anyways, I thought it was funny.
That's really good.
So, you got nothing else for Toy Drama? Really? Jeez.
I do have some Toy Drama.
Okay.
I'd like to bring up. Obviously, we mentioned we had lunch with the one and only Jeremy DeWitt on Monday. Steve and I did.
Wish you could have been here, Jeremy.
Yeah, wish you could have been here. If Steve didn't want to wake you, you guys had a long night. I get it.
Sometimes you need some time apart.
That's true. Speaking of chafing, as he has said before on the podcast, is the moderator of the TMNT Lives Forever Facebook page. Very family friendly, and it's over 8,000 members. And he started, he had to threaten to kick people out over this new Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I thought that the drama was dying down over that.
No way.
He was anticipating it dying down. And then since we've talked to him in the last 48 hours, he ended up booting that kid. And then that kid started posting up in other groups saying, hey, am I going to get booted out of this group too? Like trying to like drag it out and just be a general dickhead. And people were kind of rallying against him, which I thought was really funny. But it comes back to, again, here we are, a group of adults. And you guys have a point where you had to get banned from a Facebook page because you can't just scroll past something. You have to make a comment about what you think about Rise of the Turtles. And what the hell is your problem? Grow up.
So, me not paying too much attention to Turtles right now. Is this cartoon out now?
It is out.
It on TV?
It is on TV, yes. I watched the first episode today so we can talk about it in TV's movies and trailers.
Oh, okay. So, good. We'll save it for then.
Did you see our Walmart has the figures?
No. I went to Meijer today and didn't have it. Our Walmart has them? Okay.
Your Walmart usually gets stuff before anyone else.
Really?
Yeah. Weird.
Okay.
Talk into the circle.
I want to grab a full set of the first wave just because I want to have them.
Like I went there before I came here.
Are they $7.99? $8.99?
Yeah, they're under $8 for sure.
Okay, cool. So,
and it looked like shit.
Well, of course they do. I mean, it's,
I want that meat sweats figure. that's probably it.
Well, I went to pick them up today hoping they'd be at Meijer because I wanted to open them today to be able to talk about it in conjunction with the show.
Are they typical and turtle articulation, like 5 points with wrist articulation or something? Or
I don't have any idea yet. I've only seen two pictures of them posted on the forums or on the pages, and they've been mint on card both times. So I haven't actually seen them out of the package yet. But
let's go get them.
Yeah, go get him. Pause the podcast.
Where's intern Cody at? That should be a job for him.
He took off.
Jeez.
I'll send you a picture of his girlfriend. I'll tell you exactly where he's at.
All right.
Well, thanks, UPS guy.
Thanks, UPS guy. Chris, you got some good stuff.
Yeah, I do. Here.
While he's grabbing it, I picked up the five cats from Voltron, the small, the 8-inch, the
die-cast
ones at Ollie's.
Yeah.
And I was like, I looked at it, and I'm like, die-cast? I mean, it's only 8 inches tall, but I don't know, they were probably only $10 to begin with. I paid $8 for them.
No, I think they were $20. So,
those ones were
originally because they're die-cast. They're smaller, but they got die-cast in them.
I figured $40 for all five of them. It was worth it, so I picked them up and
they were at least $15. So, really? I think. Okay. Yeah,
they weren't cheap.
So, no, they weren't because I didn't get them. You know, I mean, I think they're cool and everything, but I was like, well, I got the big one, so
right. I just thought it'd be kind of like I said, the die-cast is what I thought was kind of neat, and I'm like, shit, for $40, so.
Okay, Chris, this is something we don't have on the podcast very often.
I was in Meijer and I seen these Hot Wheels that are like the new Marvel ones. So you have Deadpool's Chimichanga truck.
Oh, that's cool.
I just grabbed the whole set. The Ghost Rider Charger.
Oh, cool.
It's a little Spider-Man Doom Buggy, Spider-Mobile.
Oh, yeah.
And the Punisher van.
Oh, see, I got to have that Punisher van from a Punisher shelf. That thing's kind of cool.
This is for Travis.
No.
For his mediocre Deadpool.
What is the what's the other one there?
It's Guardians of the Galaxy Milano.
Oh, cool.
Ship.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So all these vehicles are like they're like comic book accurate.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep.
That's cool.
Well, this is from the movie, the Guardians.
Right. The ship from the Guardians.
The rest is cartoon.
But yeah, but, this Deadpool Chimichanga truck is pretty cool. Nice.
And I bought two of that one. I just didn't bring the other one. So
thank you, Chris.
Is this car from a TV show or is this from a comic? It's from that
character. Yeah.
The comic, I think.
The female Ghost Rider drives the Charger, right?
Oh, we have a girl Ghost Rider?
No. Well, no, there is one.
Reyes drives the Charger, I think.
Yeah. But there's a girl on a motorcycle, I think.
I thought that was when they changed to the Charger. I thought they changed. That's when they changed to the girl.
And it was on, okay. I think the Charger was also on S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yep.
I'm so glad they finally got a girl Ghost Rider. I've been waiting for one all these years. It's been, man.
Well, I mean, it's been four other dudes. Why not finally have a girl?
Well, they should have all been girls, in my opinion.
I think Chris Evans should have played him, but whatever.
And then I picked up the, I was in Target, picked up the Gamorrean Guard, grabbed a couple of those. I offered one to Steve, but he told me he was broke.
Was there only two there?
There's three.
Oh.
I left one.
Oh, Chris.
Money. So.
Oh.
Well, we don't have that open, but looking at it in the package, it looks like it's the best figure in the world. The Gamorrean Guard.
It's pretty damn impressive. And I never was a huge guard fan. I mean, I thought they were always cool.
That's Jabba's guards, right?
Yeah.
The palace.
But I never was like, it was never a vintage figure I really loved. But that's pretty damn cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, soft goods.
Weight to them too.
Just pretty cool.
And then the other two figures you actually brought in, so I'm not going to talk.
Actually, go ahead. Let's talk about this.
Well, I opened
them. Let's talk about yours. It's open.
There hasn't been, you guys haven't had much to write home about in the world of 6-inch Black Series lately, have you? That Gamorrean Guard is in kind of a comeback figure,
right,
at least from what you guys, I mean, nobody's ranting and raving about those figures right now until that one popped.
Well, the Solo figures kind of, that's the problem.
There was a few that snuck in, too. The Rebel Fleet Trooper is one, and then I saw the Beckett. They had him at GameStop, too, but I left him because I was like, whatever.
Oh, Woody Harrelson's character?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks like a cool figure. Like
Beckett, okay.
But those are the only
two.
There's
a soccer player, bend it like Beckett. You want
to come up? Right. Oh, yeah.
Married to a Spice Girl.
But then Travis found more. Where did you find?
Barnes & Noble.
Commander Wolf.
Mm.
And those are pimped up, aren't they? Were they $24.95 there?
It was weird. They actually are $20.
No shit.
Are they an exclusive?
GameStop had them. That's where I got mine in Texas.
Okay.
But I wanted one to open.
Okay.
I got back here thinking I'd be able to find one. I never saw them.
I've never seen them. I haven't even seen them at shows.
This is the first time I didn't know this figure existed, because that's the one thing in Star Wars Black that I like to pick up are those figures.
The Clone Wars.
Clone Troopers. So,
well, no, just the helmeted characters. I didn't know it was a Clone Trooper.
Yeah.
Why does it look just like Jango Fett?
I think he's a clone.
Come on, Chris. You're killing me.
I think that is an amazing looking figure.
Oh, he's beautiful.
The paint apps are gorgeous on that armor, man.
His face, too.
I want to weather him up.
His face looks just like every other one that they did.
No, check him out. He's got an awesome scar.
No, he doesn't. He's scarred.
Eye and stuff, yeah.
I don't know if that's just paint. I didn't look at it real close.
It's just paint.
No,
there's an actual scar on it, I think.
Is it actually sculpted in there as a scar?
And each one's different because they just whoop out in the assembly line.
bludgeon
him. This is a neat figure. I'll have to have one of these eventually. Which means I'll never get one. So, I still don't have my Jango Fett. So,
I've got like six of them. You want one?
Do you really? I would buy one from you.
I bought them all for custom. So.
Just to follow along with
how
the
do you
Black
customize
series.
An identical head?
Pull that off.
I did. I ordered from. God, I can't remember. It was an online exclusive figure, but Admiral Piet. Admiral Piet.
Piet.
I got him. I got a few of them, but pass them around. Did you get one, Chris? Mm-hmm.
Entertainment Earth.
Yeah, I can't remember if I got them from Entertainment Earth or Dark Side, one of the two.
I didn't get one.
Shocking.
Didn't have any money.
I'll just get one from Trav.
Every time he says that, I picture
bucks.
The grandma from Happy Gilmore. Grandma, you didn't pay your taxes? I would have, but I didn't have any money. Your grandmother owes the IRS $175,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'll grab it from you, Steve.
Okay.
So,
yeah, put it there for you.
Cool, man. This looks like all the other suited admirals. It's awesome. So good for you, Trev. I'm glad you grabbed that. That's cool.
Is this the guy that Vader killed?
No, He took over for that guy. He choked him.
Gotcha.
That's you right. are in command now, Admiral Piet.
Yes.
No, thanks. I'm good.
Then he would have been dead.
Yeah. It looks just like the dude.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they killed it. I mean, because that guy's probably dead, right, in real life? I mean,
I don't think so.
He's got to be old as fuck.
I thought that if...
Well, if Veers is still around kicking on...
That's true.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I could have swore that I've seen him listed as a guest at Comic-Cons.
Really?
But I could be wrong.
It's pretty cool.
Maybe. I brought in a custom, too. That, the bag man.
Oops. Let's see it. Trav, get your knife. So I can see what kind of
scam
Munoz pulled on me. Took one and painted it gray or something.
So how'd you make this bag?
No, he changed.
This shopping bag is made from a real shopping bag. I didn't even cut the bottom of it or anything. I just folded it all up and cut little holes in it to make the bombastic Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
But I was watching your video of Kyle Moore saying, oh, look at this custom I just did.
Yeah.
Where I swapped the head on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I can do better than that. Come on.
You're like, that's awesome, dude. How'd you do the feet?
They're Namor's feet, just little sculpts on it.
Oh. They're what?
Namor's. The Submariner.
Oh, okay. Should have left the wings.
They're actually on this calf part, not
Jesus
the,
Christ.
Not the foot.
Yeah, okay. I won't try to make a joke, Chris. I'm sorry that I keep... Trying to make people laugh.
I'll add them just for you.
Well, actually, they were articulated after a separate segment. They actually came out. Bill Parsons was the guy's name who came up with that idea back in '89.
That thing's for absolutely, anybody who's listening,
it's a paper bag. So it's a bag head, and it's actually a paper. I mean, it's paper.
So this is from the storyline where Spider-Man. I think did he break into the Fantastic Four?
I don't know.
I don't remember. So I mean, we're talking old.
It's like really old.
Yep, and. Chris actually made a paper bag that is over Peter's head as he's wearing Johnny's costume. So, awesome.
That's too cool, man. Can I check? I'd like to see the bag up close, please. But fuck you, then. I don't care. That's what I get for buying you motherfuckers dinner.
That's good.
This is
we should
awesome.
Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. You know, Yeah, Pete told us we're having dinner tonight, and don't eat before we came. And we showed up, and he had some MRE bags that he got donated to him. So when he says he bought us.
It was Captain America dinner, bitch.
Yes.
The first Avenger.
And to be honest, it really wasn't bad. So.
It was good.
But I only had to do it once. It
really wasn't good either.
All right. Steven, what do you got over there?
Well, I got
the same thing that you got the other day. Woohoo.
We don't have to spend any time on this, but I do want to make one observation. This was pictured with a stand.
And let me guess, there's no stand in that little tiny box?
No, there's no stand in here. I thought maybe you took it apart or something, but yeah, well, I guess now I know. I'm not going to spend any time on this. This is Thistlehorn.
1 in 10.
1 in 10.
Where's the documentation to prove that?
So this is why he couldn't get a Gamorrean guard.
Two of those 10 are in this zip code.
Two of them in this zip code.
Two of them in this zip code. Two of them.
Yep.
They're all over the place, but it's a one-of-a-kind piece of art that Munoz didn't want. You can't sell things really well when you're just like, hey, dude, I want to get rid of this. But it's the best thing in the world, man. No, it's pretty cool.
It's a cool, like we talked about before, it's a cool opportunity to have one of those in your collection.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, when Mythic Legions are the most famous toy line to go down in history, I'll have a test shot of one. So, totally worth it. It was actually fun dickering back and forth with him and messing around. So
yeah, he seems like a solid cat.
We had a fun time. Thank you, Eric. And I hope that you enjoy Romulus. I'm sure you probably already got it up for sale. But, all right. We have anything else?
Trap?
That's it. I think, yeah.
Wow.
That's it.
Lame.
Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
What you brought was somewhat anticlimactic because we talked about it in Toy Drama.
I know, but I didn't spend much time for it on it, so we're ready to roll.
What are you reading, Trav?
I've been reading.
You've been reading.
Yep. Pete's been coming through getting me some books. I also picked up a few at the last con I was at. When the price is right, can't complain.
Hell no.
I finished volume 4 of Southern Bastards by Jason Aaron and Jason Latour. This book is absolutely beautiful.
Careful, I don't think I've read 4 yet.
I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm going to just tell you, if you're not reading Southern Bastards, go do it. You know, it's about this.
Oh, the used car salesman. This is
yes, yeah.
Yes, I did read this.
Yep, it's
freaking awesome.
A town in Alabama.
It's Bloody Varsity Blues, guys.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
It's a violent Varsity Blues.
Arkansas? I don't remember. Some redneck town. Anyway,
yeah. I think you're right when you say Alabama.
Yep. So it is brutal, fun, very enjoyable. I really like the art.
It's that super kind of dark, gritty.
Yeah, crime.
I wouldn't call it monochromatic but it is. It's limited in its color palette. I just really enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, Jason Aaron and Latour is the artist, correct? So, yeah, those guys are killing it.
And I will read any if Jason Aaron writes it, I'll read it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's one of our top 10.
Yep.
That it's just you pick up. That's got his name on it. You pick it up. You don't have to read the back of it. You just pick it up and read it.
Me and Pete actually were in an elevator with him.
We were in an elevator with him.
Yep.
Yep.
Was it awkward?
I mean, no, it was pretty awesome.
It was not
awkward for me because I had no idea who it was. And Travis did what we call, he kind of Barenthaled him, where he waited until the guy was 80 feet away and then was like, "That was Jason Aaron." And I was like, "Who?" And he's like, "Jason Aaron." And I was like, "I don't know who Jason Aaron is," because this was like my first con. Right. And then we walked by the couch. I said, "We'll go say hi to him." "That's Jason Aaron." And it was totally.
Didn't I tell him that I really enjoyed his?
He did. He actually walked. "Hey man, you keep it up, dude. Your story, you're killing it. I love your stuff." And the guy was like, "Who the fuck are you?" No, he was. "Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. You know." Yeah. And he seemed like a decent guy. But
yeah, it was fun.
It's Jason Aaron.
I read Thanos, The God Quarry, by Lemire, Peralta, and Rosenberg. I
believe it's Quarry, but
yeah, that makes sense because they went to a quarry,
right?
Yeah,
like where there's rocks.
Yeah,
yeah.
The
yeah.
God Quarry.
Yep. Yeah.
Makes more sense than Quarry, probably.
Quarry.
Thanos,
The God Quarry.
This book.
Here's my fist.
Was kind of. You know, it's fun because it's Thanos. I loved it from that standpoint, but
it was kind of I loved it, but it was meh.
They were just wrapping up some stuff, and it does have a great ending because I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but it's like they're kind of trying to tie it into the movie aspect where Thanos is he's done with death. He's done with her, which was kind of cool.
But is he really?
Well, yeah, I mean, come on, until the next writer comes around. But I got this little great scene I want to show you guys in the book that's pretty cool.
Is it when Cyclops kicks his butt?
Yeah, Cyclops beats Thanos. Yeah.
He does?
No. So in this
book. You
know
what that makes me think of every time you bring it up?
What?
It makes me think of, fuck you, Gary Rickelman! All right.
This has a great part in there where Thanos is getting tricked by these evil witches or whatever, and he's being given the life he could have had if he wasn't a POS monster, and he's like the leader of the Avengers, and they're trying to show him this while he has this moment where he realizes, no, this is not me, and this isn't what I want. So I'm just gonna show you guys this quick picture. You gotta look right here. That's Captain America at Falcon, actually. But
nice.
What the he's doing a Hulk.
Yeah,
straight up.
He does the Hulk hand slap. I can't remember what they call that move, but anyway.
People are going to be so pissed he's not wearing his helmet.
Yeah. Oh, and my gosh. He obliterates Falcon's head. like he just slaps his head.
Read the sound effect.
Splort!
He says this line, "Don't you see I know exactly who I am? I am Thanos. And I made peace with that long, long ago. Splart. Then it kills all the other Avengers. Which, it's not real, but it's still pretty damn awesome. Yeah?
Yeah.
With me on that? Yeah. Awesome?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Alright, so, not bad. Art's okay.
Who's writing that?
Lemire, which, he does some good stuff. Yeah, yep. I don't know, it just kind of is like a cobbled, it almost feels rushed. I still like it because, I'm going to be honest, I really like Thanos.
Hey, Thanos is a big deal in this movie. We got to get these books out.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird. But anyway. Well, I guess I got to wait for Steve to come back and talk about the next one. So,
skip.
I'll skip that and go to the one that I absolutely loved. And that is Reborn, Book One.
Oh, Mark Millar.
Mark Millar and Greg Capullo.
Capullo, that name sounds familiar.
Capullo.
Spawn, Batman.
Yes, and I've not read any of his Batman stuff, but I know how good his art is.
Right.
Now, Spawn, he's the guy that like took over for McFarlane.
Yeah.
And he drew just beautiful, just very detailed, dark shit.
Mm-hmm.
I always really loved his art. This is very interesting because it's actually a pretty colorful, like, fantasy world story.
And looks like there's not a lot of line work in it.
No, and there is, you do get to certain scenes where there is, it does get one, especially in, like, there's bad guys,
yeah.
You know, when he gets to that kind of stuff, you know, because he likes gore, for sure. I mean, the guy drew Spawn for, shit, I don't even know how long.
Is Spawn gory? I don't really know anything.
Yeah, Spawn's a pretty gore,
violent,
gore-based book, yep. Yeah, but this book is a really fun story, and Millar I really love him as a writer, and I know a lot of people don't like him. I shouldn't say a lot of people. There's a faction that doesn't like him, and I don't know really what their main complaints are. I think they don't like his style of storytelling, but this book is just fun. It's this woman dies, and instead of going to heaven, she gets transported to this fantasy world. And almost all the people that are there are people that were somehow involved in her life.
Huh.
And if they are good people, they're, you know, the good side. If they were bad people, they're on the bad side. And they're not in hell or anything like that, but they're
almost a purgatory.
Yeah, it's just this weird, fun little story. And it's got some really cool parts in it. And the bad guys, of course, all had some kind of attachment to her. And it's funny because one of the generals that is tasked to go find her and kill her is her old cat.
Named Phoenix. Weird.
And, okay, can you think of a reason why a cat would want to kill their old master?
Because you backed over it with your car?
Nope.
That's a good guess.
It is a good guess. Any other ideas?
Dipped your balls in milk?
I was her pet in the old world. She caused me a lot of pain. Did she have you destroyed? My testicles were removed when I was 9 months old.
That's awesome.
Pretty fun. Yeah, pretty fun. And I mean, the art, I mean, you got to get a look at it. The art's just really good. And it was an enjoyable book. And it's one of those stories that kind of...
What's this Netflix logo right in the front?
So here's the deal.
Yeah, Millar optioned six titles.
Oh, really?
They basically bought Millar World or whatever.
Yes. Millar is now like a lot of his
owned
stuff.
Owned by Netflix.
Owned by Netflix. Yep. He's optioned with them. And dude, I'm telling you, the fact that they got him, we are in store for some
good.
Yes.
God, some great stuff. Absolutely great stuff.
And not just stuff that he's done in comic form, but what he's going to do is sit down and write originally for Netflix. Right. You know, when you're writing a comic book, you know, or when you're writing any type of, when you're writing for a specific medium, obviously there are, you know, restrictions. There's only so many things you can do within that medium. You take in my mind, a brilliant writer and creator like Mark Millar, and then you go, oh, hey, by the way, you don't have to just explain this in words and pictures. You can do it through acting. I mean, that's that opens up just Pandora's box of the shit that will hopefully pour out of his mind and onto the screen.
Now, is that an ongoing series, or is it?
It is.
Yeah, it says book one.
And it actually ends that it could be done. You know, the feeling is it could be done.
Well, I don't know what Capullo's up to right now. But
well, and that is the thing. He's still, I think he's still doing Batman.
Right.
Yep. But it ends. The end of it says end book one. Now, what I will say, a lot of his stories kind of end like that, and it's not. It sometimes is a year
right.
or 2 years,
right.
you know, because a lot of this is just character,
right.
Or it's creator driven. And so
it gets shelved for another project.
Or yeah. Yep. Yeah, these guys are on working on other things. Just a fun book. And I really, really, really enjoyed it. Steve is back. So,
yeah.
Did you take a Bam Bam?
Oh yeah.
The MRE wanted to.
The MRE. Rough on the system.
Ravioli right off the backside.
Yeah.
So last but not least, I read, and I'm a little late to the game here, but He-Man and Thundercats.
Why?
It's good.
It's really good. It was really enjoyable. I really like the guy's art. It
love
actually,
that art.
It is written for adults. You know, there's swearing. Now, could a kid sit down and read this and be totally fine? Yes. Yeah. But it's violent. You know, I mean, we talked about the scene where, you know, He-Man gets stabbed or Adam gets stabbed with the power sword, you mm-hmm. know, right in the chest. And it was a pretty fun book. And it actually had some real cool Lionel versus He-Man moments, you know, where they got to pull off some of that stuff. And I just thought it was fun. I really did enjoy it, and I'm looking forward to reading the Injustice He-Man story.
Yeah, I won't touch that one.
Really?
No.
How come?
Superman. I can't stand in DC.
Good Superman or bad Superman?
All Superman is bad to me.
Dude, Injustice Superman is a killing machine. He murders people. So I'm excited about it because you got He-Man, which is, you know, goody two-shoes, and then you got this Superman that's just a maniac. So I think it'll actually be fun. This was a good book. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I had fun with that. Can I borrow that?
I thought you read it already.
I read. I didn't read the. I don't think I missed. I think I missed the last issue.
Oh, that one's really the worst one. But yeah, no problem.
I love the art, and I do. Jeremy lent me the first two issues of the Masters in Injustice,
mm-hmm.
and I'm liking it a lot.
Yeah, I bet.
It's actually pretty good. Hmm. Same artist, too. I think you already said that.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Oh, this guy draws some really pretty art. So
it's my candy, I think.
Yeah.
It's a different style for sure, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, but it really kind of lends, I think, to the old Thundercats and He-Man. Mm-hmm. They're jacked, and I don't know. I liked it a lot. It was fun. It is weird when you do take some characters who really, you know, slithe and, I mean, you know, what are they going to do fighting He-Man? You know, but it still was enjoyable. I liked it. All right, Peter?
I read Redneck Volume 2, and you've read this, correct, Trev?
Absolutely love it.
This storyline, it's Donnie Cates. Is it God Country? He did as well.
I think so.
Lissandro Estherin and D. Kniff. I don't know. Anyways, it's 7 through 12, and it's incredible. It's an image book. I can't say anything else about it. It's great. It's a vampire story, but it's not your average vampire story. To get my interest, you've got to either come original, it's got to be something that blows my mind, or you have to take something that's been done and you have to really twist it and really give it the gusto. And they did it. They did a great job with it. So Redneck, like I said, it's an image book. Pick it up. There's two. There's 12 issues out, at least 12 issues out, two trades. So pick that up.
It's great. Redneck is.
Oh yeah,
it's absolutely great.
The second book I read was Criminal, which is a Brubaker Phillips book, and they're awesome. This is number 6, and I read it, really enjoyed it. Not convinced. I didn't read it a few years ago and enjoy it, but I enjoyed it the second time as well. But does some really kind of fun in the midst of this dark kind of crime-ish book. It does these flashbacks to high school, and they draw it like an old school Archie comic for a couple pages to tell
like
the story.
That. Yeah,
it's just kind of fun. But like I said, these guys, again, they're Jason Aaron, if Phil, Brubaker and Phillips drop a book out, I don't care what the cover is. It could be a piece of shit on the cover, and I'm going to buy it. I'm going to read it. So do you get a chance? That's six. I believe there's seven thus far, and seven maybe all of them. But it's a criminal anthology, so it's based on – it's the same author, same artist, but each book is a different story. So very good. The last thing that I read – what? Pete, you read DC? I did. I read a DC trade by the name of Voodoo. It's five or 6 years old, I think 2012. It was at Ollie's for like $3. So I'm like, how do I not buy this? And I enjoyed it. It was a kind of a fun story. I will say, fuck you, DC, because there's a little bit of a rope-a-dope action going on. I want to show you guys this. So the first page opens up. So and this is where we're at. Hey, Steven, can you quit writing and pay attention to me, please?
Oh, wow. Nice. Yep. Nice boo.
Is that super hot. Voodoo from Wildcats?
It is. It is Voodoo from Wildcats.
I have no idea.
Yep.
So,
oh, man.
I remember her.
Oh.
I drew her a few times.
I bet. It was, she was
a stripper,
so.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Stripper in this book. And it's all stripper. Ooh. And it's super hot and it's lap dances and you're like, oh yeah. And then
these just like Game of Thrones.
The fucking the DC rope a dope. Hold on, I gotta find it.
Penis.
Fucking Green Lantern out of nowhere.
What?
Fucking Green Lantern. Here I'm reading a book about titties. I get fucking Green Lantern. And he tries to be like quippy. And like witty, and he's shitty.
Is it Kyle Rayner?
Huh?
Is it Kyle Rayner?
I don't know if they ever say his name. He says he's from California. I don't know if they ever say his name, but he's just Green Lantern. So, but yeah, but good. She's a shapeshifter, alien.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. It was a good read. I'll definitely grab the second one and pick it up. And so yeah, I guess I'll give a little kudos towards DC. Barely.
Wildstorm.
So.
God, man, I absolutely loved Wetwork or Wildcats.
Wetwork.
Wetworks was another good one too, yeah. But so. I loved Wildcats. I loved that team.
That was some 90s stuff right there.
Yeah.
That wow. Cartoon and like Playmates did toys.
Yeah, they did. They had a cartoon.
Jim, I remember a cartoon of Wildcats?
Yeah. One season, I think.
Yeah, wow. It probably failed.
But. No, Saturday morning?
Yeah, I think so.
Were they actually cats?
Or maybe after.
No.
I can't remember what Cat's
covert action team.
Yeah, something like that. Oh. It was Jim Lee, though, and it was, yeah. Oh, God, was it beautiful. He's such an amazing artist. But I love that team, though. Warblade and Spartan and.
What was the little midget dude?
Puck.
Emp. Or. Emp?
I can't remember.
No, there was EMP, I think it was a chick or something. I don't remember. God, what was his name? Anyway, man, it was so good. Maul was the
big silver fingers or whatever.
No, Maul was the big Hulk like guy.
Right.
And the bigger he got, the dumber he got.
With the horns on his back.
Yeah,
it's kind of a ripoff.
Yeah. Oh well, I mean, come on, it was the '90s.
Well, of course.
Everything was a ripoff.
Of course.
Are you familiar with this guy?
Grifter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's
the
our
guy there with the black guy with the silver.
No.
No, I mean, it's maybe Captain Atom.
No, they said his name, and I meant to jot the name down so I could ask you guys. But he talks about, well, you know, the government didn't dip me in this metal for nothing. The Blackjack is his name.
No.
And then they've got these people, the group called the Razors, and they're like in these metal suits.
Yeah.
So again, like I said, it was.
Are they the Razor Ramones?
It's not the That'd best be awesome. Thing that I've ever
the
read.
The bad guy.
Hey, Chico.
It was good. So like I said, I'll read it. I'll read
the
I'll
bad guy.
You guys read anything, Chris, Steve?
Just the He-Man.
Gotcha.
DC crossover.
I bought off
how
Amazon.
How many episodes is he going to get out of that? I remember specifically bringing up a toy for Justin 2 episodes in a row because I was asked to, and he shit on me like a fucking scat porno.
Yeah, and I love it. You were asked to bring it up or something like that, and he like just
totally
ripped you.
Totally
he just
that's
ripped
like the
you.
Fourth episode in a row where he's like, "I'm reading crossover."
Goes, yeah, no, cool. That's not. I just read it yesterday.
Oh, you're a liar, fucking liar.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, Hulkbuster. Yep.
Whatever.
So I bought off Amazon the collected Conan. Like the original.
Oh yeah, stars. You know Marvel got it back.
Yeah, that's why I bought them.
Oh,
I
gotcha.
Wanted to get into that. Yeah. I started playing Conan Exiles.
Mm-hmm.
It was all right, but
what is that? A computer game?
Yeah. Well, it's for, I think it's for PS4.
Yeah,
too,
I think so too.
So.
They
probably suck on.
You know, I love.
Does Arnold do the voice?
No.
Crush the enemy. See them driven before you.
No,
and
more,
to hear the limitation of the women.
Yeah. It's more based on the actual book.
Yeah.
Description.
The my cousins had a King Conan. And
well, that's the I read the very first story, and it's he's King Conan.
Dude, they're
trying to kill him.
Yeah, King Conan books were awesome. It was him and his kid. It was fun. I really enjoyed them.
So if anyone wants to borrow one, I'm done with the first one. It's just like all the collected stories. The first one's probably like 8 in one.
Yeah.
And the next one's like 6 or 4 or something like
they
that.
They had good art too, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Because it's like all the things from Weird Tales, I think, that was originally published in.
Yeah. Pretty sweet.
But they jump all over the place. They're not in like, an order.
No. I think that's kind of how it was, too.
Yeah,
they
that's how he wrote it. It's
Conan
like a,
stories, yeah.
As like a telling of a, like, you guys are around a fire and you're telling a story about a warrior barbarian.
Yeah.
Right.
Talking about the first time you ever touched a titty.
Felt like a bag of sand.
That's what I was just thinking, too.
Bag cousin
of
Luke.
Sand. Cousin Luke. Where were you going with that? Was Cousin Luke the first titties you grabbed?
Yeah. And then his little brother slapped my penis and said, floppy dauber.
What are you talking about? The weird thing is he's looking like his eyes are like he's really remembering something here.
Floppy dauber.
Why do we have so many flies?
Or mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
Do you want, me to answer that question honestly?
Because you let the door open for
you
4 hours?
You walked into the shop, and then you walked back out and left the door open. And you
no,
sat
I didn't.
Your Jeep for like an hour and
that's
a half.
Not true.
It is true. I watched it happen. Whole brother surveillance, no big deal. So.
Do it, because I pulled up and the door was open.
Dude, it's a vape shop. They leave the friggin' doors open.
And
all
I left
and
I sat in my Jeep while the door was open.
It's either a vape shop that's full of vape, or it's a smoke shop full of smoke. It can't be a vape shop
Same
full
thing.
Of smoke. Yeah, you don't understand chemistry.
Nope. Pretty sure that the FDA just said you guys are going down.
Yeah.
Yep. So. Damn vapors.
Jules going down.
Ruining the world.
Yeah, but it's Jules' fault that their 18-year-old kids buy stuff for 16-year-olds. Happens every day with beer. It
Dude,
happens
I'll
every day
you,
with cigarettes.
I'll tell you, I read
it happens
that article.
Every day with weed.
I
Whatever.
Read that article and I'm like, that's big tobacco right there.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
big
what
tobacco.
It is.
All right, who cares? All right, so it's just Pete's livelihood. So
what TV, movies, and trailers? What are we watching?
Oh, I'm watching a great show. It's on Netflix. It's called...
So great, I can't remember the name.
No, I just have to think of it. It's called Girl Talk with Colleen Wing and Misty Knight. You probably won't find it under that title, but you can find it if you look for Iron Fist Season 2, and you can see that, and it's a really great show, and it's about two girls just hitting it off and hanging out and syncing up. So have you watched any, Chris? I know these two guys haven't.
Season 2 of Iron Fist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have? Did you finish it?
I did, and I thought it was better than the first piece of shit season.
Okay. All right, so not only did you think it better was better, did you think it redeemed?
Yeah,
Danny Wand.
He gets whiny a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but for the most part, yeah.
So you liked it?
The fighting. I had the biggest problem with the first scene,
right.
The fighting.
Right.
And I think
come on, there was that badass scene where that guy fought with a like a jug that a hillbilly would blow into the top of. That was sweet.
Colleen's fighting was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Danny's?
Danny?
Yeah.
He pretty much got his ass kicked through the whole thing.
But it looked better.
I'm not going to spoil it, but...
I thought you had a top 10 list.
I do. Top 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
For later. Save that to the end?
Yeah,
that
to the end.
All right. So after TVs, trailers, and movies? And...
Well, you know.
Staying on the Marvel, on Netflix, have you guys watched any of Luke Cage Season 2?
I
did.
I am one episode into Jessica Jones Season 2.
That's not what I asked at all.
It took me so long.
How about people that can follow directions?
It took me so long to watch that, but yeah, I just finished it too.
I watched one episode and I just...
It's hard to watch.
I didn't really... It wasn't pulling me in like the first season did. And it's one of those things where I'm like, yeah, I'll go back and watch the rest of it and just never have because there's not a big pull to watch that for some reason. Maybe it gets great though. I hope it does.
I'm 5 episodes in, and I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
I will say, and I think I posted on the Facebook the Jamaicans talking is very hard to understand. And then when you caption it, like I showed on the in my picture, it's fucking captioned in the Jamaican. You know what I mean? Travis, are you familiar, or I'll ask you to do this, Chris. Are you familiar with Bushmaster as a character? Mm. Is he from the comics?
He's from the comics.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, but
he looks nothing like that, though. He's like got a suit and stuff. But.
I like it so far. The music is a cool part for me. The way they do the jazz bands in the club, that big fat guy.
When you have a musical interlude every 10 minutes,
well, and
that got old fast.
No, and I can see that as well. But it's just like anything else. Everything's getting drug out now.
Right.
You know. But some of the fight scenes have been really good. The new characters they've introduced, I thought, have been pretty cool. So, I will say that, and this is something you won't hear me say very often, but. The DC cinematic, check that, the DC television universe versus the Marvel, like Netflix universe, it's easier in the DC world because, yes, it's Central City and it's Star City and it's whatever. They're a distance from each other. All of these other people are operating in the same city. Luke is being shot at by 47 guys with guns and nobody shows up to help him. Where's Jessica Jones? Where's Iron Fist? Where's Colleen? Where's, you know, that part is a little bit like, I mean, it's not as ridiculous as there's no cops showing up for Daredevil, Deadpool or whatever.
By the way, you know? Forget all of them. Just get Colleen.
So like I said, there's a few things like that, but I like his internal struggle. I like his back and forth with Claire thus far. I'm enjoying it. Like I said, I'll see it through to the end.
There is an episode where he teams up with Danny Rand too.
Oh, is there?
And that's like power and whatever their
team up was. I thought it was cool because I've caught Claire at one point calls him Power Man, which I thought was kind of a cool nod. And then in the most recent episode, they said, "What'd you do? You're my hero for hire," which obviously is a nod to the comic book. So they've done a couple cool little, again, what does Marvel do better than DC? They actually like the source material. They respect the source material. So I thought that was kind of neat. So I'm enjoying it. But I got away from the Marvel stuff for a while. And now all of a sudden I'm looking at, I got 3 full seasons of Marvel TV to watch. So I'm trying to play catch up. So
that's me.
But, the other thing that I watched, was I did watch one episode of Rise of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles today. And I'm going to give episode 2 a shot, but I don't think it's going to be something that I'm in for. You know, a couple of the big complaints that everybody's talked about, I mean, the way they look, there's been some complaints, but, you know, Raph being the leader, but he's not, he's dumb. He's like a big oaf, you know, and he is the leader of the group in the at least in the first episode. But if you think about, if you picture Cap and Ant-Man normal size and Falcon and the Hulk all standing together in a group, that's what the Turtles look like now. Because Raphael is twice as tall and ginormous, and it doesn't make any sense. Michelangelo has the body of a woman, and it's not great. But, you know, one of the other complaints they had were the weapons. They didn't have their traditional weapons. Right. They did explain that in the first episode, they're fighting with their weapons. They get broken, and then they get these new ones, and they're similar but not the same, which I thought was just a stupid way to give them new weapons when they didn't need to have new weapons.
Isn't this supposed to be a prequel to everything else?
I have no idea.
No. It's after.
It's totally new, and it's totally.
I think you're wrong. I listened to Jeremy. I listened to Jeremy's. Jeremy was on a podcast talking about that.
I thought Leonardo had decided he was done being the leader, and that's where this story came from.
I don't think this has any connection.
I heard this is
to
supposed
anything.
To be before they realized that Leonardo should be the leader,
and maybe that's where they're taking it from a time and place, but it's not connected to anything else. It's totally standalone, from what I can tell. So
I don't think it's a prequel that's really related to any other canon. But
in the timeline is what you're saying.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be younger,
right?
And they're supposed to be figuring stuff out and figuring the team out, is what I've heard.
There's a lot of what I'd call slapstick, a lot of like falling off and landing on your face and tripping over stuff, and that's not the Turtles.
Like sound effects behind it.
Yeah, they're shit. It's like Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner, and that's not the Turtles to me. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't know.
Hopefully, kids like it.
And that's, and yeah, and if there's people enjoying it, I say more power to them. I'm never going to be upset about that. So, but I don't, the other thing that's a little bit weird for me is, I know you guys don't watch Silicon Valley because you don't appreciate great writing and hilarious stuff because you're dumb.
I don't.
But in fact, one of the guys on there is an absolute dumbass, and he voices Donatello, and I can only see his face when I hear Donatello talk, and it's kind of throwing me for a loop. So he plays Big Head on Silicon Valley, who's
see, like we don't, an absolute we don't have this dolt. Problem because we don't like.
And then I don't know if you realized this too, but they're all different species of turtle.
I again, in 22 minutes of a cartoon, yeah. I didn't gather that, no.
That's probably why Raph is so much bigger, and that's why Donnie has armor on his shell, because he actually is a soft-shell turtle, and he has to protect himself. And,
man, pretty good from Steve, who didn't watch it.
Right.
But I listened to Jeremy's podcast. He listened to
Jeremy while they're lying in bed.
Right, and I told it, and again, if somebody did 6 hours worth of reading on the internet prior to the 22 minutes, then more power to them. But just to pick up the show, I don't like April. She's young and black and ghetto, and she drives me crazy.
Well, if it needs to be explained to make you like it, then it's not that good. I mean, like, if I need to give you all this exposition to understand why then it sucks, right?
Oh, no, that's not true at all.
Well, I think that the idea is you can sit down and watch a 22-minute thing and enjoy it and know what's going on. This, they're not telling that story that they're supposedly trying to tell. You need, with a cartoon, it's not like a drama. This is meant for kids. It's got to be quick and boom to the point. This is what's going on, blah, 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 and here it is.
Right, but on the same token, with kids that don't have any experience with Ninja Turtles, that are 6 years old and this is their first exposure, at some point you've got to give them something. You know what I mean? There's got to be some sort of an origin story as to why there's turtles running around in this cartoon. They're not that dumb. You know, so everybody, you know, the whole idea behind, and I know where you're going with this, because we got to bring up Uncle Ben. But you got to give somebody something. You know, you can't just start from nothing and just have turtles there, you know. So
Right.
Got to have that rice.
Right.
I think it's better. You guys sold me, though, with Spider-Man. I think it's better to just not explain shit.
Right.
Anyways.
So, yeah. Captain Marvel trailer.
Captain Marvel trailer.
It's pretty dang sweet.
Doesn't give you much.
Nope, which is, it shouldn't at this point.
That guy from Pulp Fiction's in it, which is cool.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
How about Coulson?
Julius.
Yeah, Coulson has like a spiked up hair, you know? So.
I was pretty impressed with what they did with Samuel Jackson and
how they look, how they digitally.
Yeah, well, realistically, I mean, they had to dig him up and animate him. I mean, that's rough. That's a lot of money, so.
And then the Skrulls I thought looked great, which we've seen pictures.
But damn it, we got like a half a second is all you got of really where they got the pointed ear, that kind of traditional Skrull. I only caught one, at least in the trailer that I saw. It was a very brief kind of a standing sun backlit, and then that was all you got of them. I wanted to see a little bit more of the Skrulls.
Is she like a super awesome pilot and like a chicks only Navy or something?
I don't think the Navy is. I think the Air Force is.
Air Force? Yeah. It's chicks pilots. Only?
Well, no.
The only two pilots they show you are chicks,
no,
right?
No, Navy has planes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but I mean, they didn't show any of the other
soldiers. Well, maybe not in that.
There was one scene where there was two women walking.
Her African-American.
Yeah, I know, her co-pilot.
Well, but that's too many. You can't have more. I'll get it. Yes, one woman in the military, but two women in the military? That's fucked up.
I just was, you know, I just didn't, I mean, Top Gun, I didn't see girls flying around. This is supposed to take place in the 80s, isn't it?
I was inverted. You guys are dangerous. That's why there's no women in the Air Force, because those girls are dangerous.
It was, you know, Kruger and Merlin and Maverick and Goose.
I was
Sally and Shirley and Jenny and Barb.
Ms. Marvel inverted.
In the 80s, I don't think that they really, I don't know, maybe I should do some research. I'm just curious what's going on.
Aren't you the guy that's our,
I don't think
Carol Danvers expert?
I don't think females
can Carol Danvers, she was in the military or the Air Force or something. I don't know if she was a pilot.
She was a pilot, yeah.
I thought she was like a toady to.
So, you want him in the movie to make her something else or something?
I'm totally okay with her being an alien, but a pilot in the Air Force? I can't get behind that.
I'm not saying she couldn't be a pilot. I'm just saying I don't think that. In the 80s, I don't think they did combat. And
what you're saying is you'd rather prefer they don't do what the comics did. You want them to do something else.
This is spending $60 on a pre-order game 6 months ahead of time only to never play it because the buttons are off on the jacket. That's what this is. So
we'll see. We'll see how it goes when the movie comes out.
But what do you mean we'll see?
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I don't have enough information. I just smell that she's probably going to be a girl that's proving herself to all these men who think she can't do a pilot's job, and then she's going to go up there, she's going to do a cool move, she's going to blow something out of the sky, and all the guys are going to be like, you're a girl, and we're going to have that kick girl kick ass moment, and then she's going to be like, I just can't make it in this world because I'm a girl and there's all these men, and then I just smell that kind of a movie. That's kind of the recipe.
I hate your face.
Wow.
I hope it's like Wonder Woman, which was awesome.
Yeah, because that was totally, because there was a lot of women in skirts during that particular World War. So
she was from another mythical place.
Okay. The part that really got me though was the Little League scene. Like, you ain't playing a little girl play on my baseball team. You know what I mean? That just should have been a softball, not a baseball. You kidding me? Girls can't hit baseballs. Ball's got to be bigger. It's got to come at them slower. Everybody knows that.
I love Ms. Marvel. But we'll just see how they do it. We'll just see.
Isn't that her origin, though? She crashes and then...
Yeah. She was, like, in space, though. I don't know if she was...
No, they infused her blood with...
Yeah, they think they show
Marvel.
Us... They...
Captain yeah. Marvel.
Well, don't they show us a glimpse of something like that? It looks like in the preview where she's like on a table and it looks like they're doing something.
Yeah,
alien.
But I think that looks more like torture to me.
And then just like in Top Gun, then the camera flips and she was inverted. So,
but did you?
That's
watch,
called a callback, ladies and gentlemen.
You watch
you're welcome.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, not enough.
But you know, like
because they did have the Tahiti, and they
brought Coulson back to life.
Yeah. Was Kree technology, right?
Well, they use DNA from a Kree, I think.
Ah.
So I wonder if that's how they're going to connect it, and that's why Coulson is back into it.
Mm.
Like, that was the whole, like, Project Tahiti or whatever.
Yeah.
See, that's...
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
That's what happens when somebody actually adds value to a conversation, instead of just goes on a rant about hating women.
It's not about hating women. It's just I don't hate women.
I just don't think they can do anything guys can do.
But
this
what's so funny about this? Here's the same guy who gets pissed when they go away from the source material.
I don't know.
He's pissed.
Maybe they're not
that they're
gonna.
Doing the source material.
Maybe they're not gonna.
Because it's a woman.
I'm hoping source that she's just. Only- I'm hoping she, when they show her in the cockpit of that plane, she's just warming the engine up for the real pilot. That's my hope. When I saw that,
it's just a simulator.
It's a flight simulator.
Great.
Nice. I think it looks great. I'm excited about it. Like we've said, Marvel's done no wrong. So.
All right.
Wow. Yep, I can't wait to see it.
I went and saw a couple movies. I went and saw Predator.
Good.
I liked it. You know what's funny?
When's the last time you didn't like something? Can we go back into the archives? Hey, Gary, we need to know what episode Travis last didn't like something. You literally said, it was meh. I loved it, but it was meh. Like, I don't understand.
Pete said that it looked like it had a real comedic vibe to it. And I was like, nah, I don't see that. I laughed my ass off in this movie.
It's got
Michael
Key in it, man. How does it?
Yeah.
You know?
And it wasn't just him, dude. It was the Punisher was in it. And he had Tourette's.
Which Punisher? John Bernthal?
No.
Thomas Jane.
Yeah. Okay. He had Tourette's. Oh my God. How am I freaking.
Nipple fart!
Yeah. It had, why am I thinking Meek? Reek was in it.
Oh, okay.
Yep. No, dude, it was funny. It was funny. Had a scene where he said, the guy with Tourette's, I mean, you know, because Tourette's is just funny, right. You know, in a movie. And he said, eat your pussy. And the girl's like, did you just say? And he goes, I said, no, I said, geez, you're pushy. No, you said, eat my pussy. No. I said, geez, you're pushy. I was dying in this movie. Very violent, enjoyable, a little probably far-fetched at the end with some
they
stuff.
All are like that,
if he's
yeah.
saying it's far-fetched, it must be ridiculously
far-fetched.
Because he never
like zebras and like
it got pretty far fetched.
I never realized the predators were actually growing flying unicorns.
Pretty so close. So but it was fun. Then the next night I went and saw A Simple Proposal.
Ugh.
What? Let me tell you, the two chicks in this movie were hot and I actually really liked the movie.
They get naked though?
No.
Then. I don't understand. I don't
that is the that only is. Thing that could have made that movie a 10. Because it was an 8.
Okay.
They made out.
So if ooh. One of them got naked, would that make it a 9? And
yeah.
And both of them is a 10?
Anna Kendrick? Kendrick?
Oh, that one, the thriller one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dude, it was fun.
I like Anna
Isn't
Kendrick.
Isn't she the chick from...
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect. Yeah, she yeah. She's got a weird body, doesn't she?
She's no,
weird
she's
built.
Got a hot body.
And I thought she's all built kind of funny.
No, yeah, no. You know what, that's I mean, if you like boobs, if you like boobs and butts,
no,
I mean.
No, Trav, we'll take care of it. It's, yeah. It's fine, Steve. So, yeah, it's weird, Steve. Go ahead and go back to your super missionary. And the blonde in it is a fucking knockout, too.
Oh, man.
She?
She's
it's Blake Lively,
yeah, it's
it?
Blake Lively. Ryan Reynolds' wife. Oh, my God. It was. And it was actually just really good. It was funny. And also, you know, it was kind of suspenseful and what happened. And I get, you know, because that's not something I would usually go see, but I did really enjoy it. So I'm not going to tell anybody listening to go see it. But.
Whose suggestion was it to go see it?
It was actually mine.
Oh.
The chicks were hot. I felt like I made my wife go see Predator the day before. I knew this was a movie she probably would like.
Oh, yeah, because that's your normal train of thought is, what can I do nice for my wife? That totally sounds like you.
Are you guys getting a divorce? Are you trying to save shit? Is the ship sinking? You can stay at my place.
I'm bailing out water. I'm going to see chick flicks.
I got an extra room downstairs.
I'm not sleeping in your in-law's bedroom.
Why not? I do.
Well, yeah,
sometimes I need to get away. I just go in there and I get right in.
Hide.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's either there or between the bed and the wall.
Okay.
Cubby.
We got a couple. Oh, Westworld. Season 2. Did you finish it?
Yeah, I haven't been done in a while.
Oh. Did you like it?
I didn't. Careful, because I'm a couple episodes before the end.
Okay.
I didn't know you guys had
I'm
even started
I'm not
going to
spoil
it, so.
Anything.
No, I'm not either.
I thought the end was confusing.
Yep.
I thought that season 2 was confusing.
Yep.
Season 2 has been tough to follow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And even it don't get better at the end. Right. I mean, it's not like, you know, kind of you think they're going to kind of at the end be like. Right.
Tie it all together?
Yeah.
Okay, I watched that week to week. You can't follow that.
Oh, I bet that was awful.
You cannot follow it. Yeah. I was no. So lost. I was
well,
like,
that's,
what the hell?
That's how I watched the first 4 or 5 episodes, once one a week, and I was like, Jesus, I should have just sat down with a pen and a paper on a Saturday and watched all of it together.
Right. It jumps around so much.
The Man in Black storyline, I think, is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like... who's the main chick? The blonde, the hot one?
Dolores.
I don't like Dolores as a badass. I liked her more innocent.
Oh.
Not shocked.
Imagine that.
Not
fucking
shocked.
Broken record, man.
I just, no, it's nothing. She's not even a woman. She's a thing. So it doesn't, we're not even looking at it like that.
Oh, you look at her like a woman.
No, I look at her as a thing.
Okay.
They're all
whatever.
Things. They're not
whatever.
Real.
Whatever. All right. So, all right, but enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, but at the same point, I'm like, if it keeps going like this, I don't know if I can stick with it.
Yeah. I just want them to go to another park. There's like how many? There's like safari and there's like feudal. Go there for a while. Don't get out of that park.
Well, actually, and I think
They did go to the Japanese park.
And I thought that I didn't like it.
Really?
I wanted them to be back in the Westworld.
I liked the Japanese park.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. But regardless, It's a cool story. I think you guys should watch it. But I will say, I totally agree. It's like my wife, she
tapped out.
Yeah, the first season, she really liked it because at the end they wrapped it up. You know, they did a good job explaining what was happening. This one, the time jumps were just too much. And you just were like...
It's hard to delineate.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's almost impossible.
Basically, just watch the last episode and you're fine.
Yeah, really.
It all comes together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Season 1 was amazing.
And if you guys
one
remember,
of the best.
Yeah, if you guys remember, then I actually said this is fucking Game of Thrones caliber.
Yeah.
And season 2 has been a little bit more difficult, but like I said, I struggle. And I'm I
I'm a pretty smart guy, and I can watch something, and I can normally, you know, comprehend
decipher what's
well,
going on. Yeah,
and I'm fucking lost.
Yeah,
so
it's confusing.
I'm sorry. I can be smart and respect women, Steve. I know that in your mind that's not possible, but
I didn't even.
So. We got a couple questions.
Guy fucking digs holes for a living. He's gonna fucking insult me.
Shit.
I'm sorry. You were in charge of guys that dig holes. That's my fault. I'm gonna put that on my resume, just so you know. I can dig holes.
Courtney had a question for us.
I digged holes.
So obviously, your toy obsession stems from your mental, emotional growth being stunted as children.
Oh my god!
So she's been texting me all day. She must something maybe with work. She's been reading these like psychological profiles, and she'll send them to me, and she'll be like, "This is so and so." So yeah, she must. This must.
Which
got
one
her.
Was me?
You weren't involved.
My question is: what mental age are you stuck at, and what traumatic event do you feel caused this stunted growth? So what age are you stuck at, and what caused you to be stunted there?
Mm. Well, I think I'm 7.
That's what I was going to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Shocking. Yeah. You guys probably when you guys. Right. What do you know? You were together.
That was when we were 7. That was the first time we played Turkish Prison.
I'm 16. Because I'm still a poon hound. So.
Yeah. I don't know why. What would mentally, what would put me there?
Staying the night at Steve's house.
Probably. That's what did it to you?
Probably.
Me having to go home because I was scared at Chris's house or sick or something.
That happened, yes.
Something like that.
Yeah, all the way up to 19, probably. He actually moved in with you and paid rent, but still couldn't stay the night at your house.
Sure, I was there.
At one,
I don't remember.
At one point, it was nice there to have him move out because he quit pissing in the mattress. So,
so what did it? What did it to you?
What?
Why?
Honestly, okay, on a serious note, I think my attachment to toys was the fact that when I was little, we didn't get much of them. And that changed. My dad was out of work for the first 5 years of my life. He was hurt, and so we didn't get much. And I really cherished what I did have. Once he went back to work, things got a lot better. I had, you know, I got a lot more stuff. But I think those early years is what really, I remember getting, like, a toy, He-Man, and I remember I slept with it for 3 months, you know.
Inside you?
Yeah. Stuck his head right in my butt. Which is pretty big for a 5-year-old. I mean, you know, He-Man's head to a 5-year-old, you know.
Yeah, but you're pretty big.
Was not, that the hard head then, or the squishy
soft
one?
Head. Mexico, 1981.
That's not the Wonder Bread He-Man. That's the Wonder Head He-Man. I wonder where this head's been. That's gross.
Still playing.
That was
it.
That was how you tell. That was a one. Why is one blonde and one brunette? Well, I don't want to talk about it.
That and that, you know, that there was that and other things too that I don't know if I want to talk about here.
Why? What are we gonna do to you?
Nothing.
We're here to support you, dude.
Uh huh. Yeah. So, just like you guys always do.
Yeah. So what else? I mean,
huh?
What else?
Oh, I just, you know, I had some things going on when I was little. You'll hear about it in Plastic Crack.
Oh, little teaser there.
Yeah.
Plugged teaser. Too.
Yeah, plugged it.
My Uncle Tom was a bodybuilder, and something clicked with He-Man in my butt.
So. It made me want to be a bodybuilder, too.
Jeez. When you spend enough time with your head in somebody's butt, you kind of want somebody's head in your butt.
All of that's connected.
Pedophilia is not funny, Pete. I'll watch the Plastic Crack trailer. It's fucking
There was
hilarious.
No pedophilia. I was sticking him in my. I was sticking it in my butt myself. No, nobody else was doing
Pete's
it.
He's talking about himself.
Uh-oh, I was talking about Uncle Tom.
Okay. Chris?
I don't know. Probably. I remember going like grocery shopping with my mom. Like every time we'd go to the toy aisle, pick one. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that. That's exactly how I was.
That's like all my Ninja Turtles.
Yep.
That's how I got all of those.
All my Joes, all my Turtles, all that way.
Yeah.
I promise I'll match the socks, Mom. I never match the socks. At least the white ones. I'd do the color ones because they were easy.
Yeah.
And I didn't care if my dad went to work with a black sock and a navy blue sock because...
Trav, does collecting toys take you to your bygone theft days? And you just...
I have no emotional growth, so I really don't... I don't really know how to answer this.
So why do you collect toys then?
I like them.
You just like them?
Yeah.
He likes sitting and looking at them in the box.
I don't know.
I bet there's somebody out there enjoying playing with that figure right now. It's pretty awesome. Actually, I'm a big fan. I like knowing I've got something that nobody else has.
Is that why you keep them in the package?
I opened some of them.
Well, some.
Yeah.
Majority.
I probably opened the majority.
I'm just going to hold on to this for a while. Maybe it will go up in price.
Well, there is a lot of that. I will admit that.
I only bought 6 of them at first. I sold all 6. I bought 4 more, 2 for me. I sold all 4 of those. Then I bought 3 more, 3 for me, and I sold 1. I've got 2 for me now. I might open one of them, but I'm not sure. All right. Awesome.
Eric Munoz.
Munoz.
Munoz. Eric Money said, if you had to make
Eric Munoz
some quick cash, which figure would you flip first and why and for how much?
Oh, my gosh.
My wife. Probably 50 an hour.
50 an hour?
Yeah. Gosh. That's probably fair. Do you not agree that's fair?
It's pretty cheap, actually.
Is it? I don't know what the going rate is.
I think the going rate is like $100 an hour. $75 for a half an hour, maybe.
For what?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Prostitution.
Yeah, my wife's $100.
Well, he said he's
my wife's $175 an hour. $200 if you want the back door.
What if you only need like 3 minutes though?
Why is it extra? Wouldn't you just kind of throw that in? I mean,
no. Would I throw it in the back door? Yes, I would throw it in the back door. Hence my Snapchat earlier today. But
what would you sell, Steve?
Hulkbuster.
Steve's contemplating this already.
No, he's
so.
Not. Yeah, he's already. Oh, I thought you meant. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Sorry. Yes, he is. I thought you were going to say he's contemplating this, like really thinking hard, and I'm like, he already said it, but you're saying he's already contemplating selling this.
I thought you were talking about he was contemplating back door. But,
right.
All
right. Right.
Back door doesn't interest me.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of bags say. So.
I'm not even going to comment.
That's what a lot of people, you know, like, you know, I have no interest in smoking weed. Well, no, you do, but your wife won't let you. It's that same story. Like, yeah, I got no interest in the back door. Well, there you go.
So the Hulkbuster.
You do realize that that's the fecal outlet of the body, you know.
Steven.
What?
Don't do this. Come on.
Hulkbuster.
Such a prude.
Hulkbuster. All right,
so,
Okay, so.
How much?
Well, I don't know. I haven't looked at that up to see what I could get, but I would say I would try to get my $800 back. I don't know if I could.
All right. Chris?
I think you could.
Maybe.
I don't know. I have a lot of sideshow garbage. That's a fast, easy flip.
Yeah.
Boba Fett. Anything Boba Fett, gone.
If we're talking about, oh my gosh, I got to get rid of something because I need the money.
Yeah, that's the question is you need some quick cash.
Yeah, I would call you and go, hey man, these are my Total Legends. Mm-hmm. I'd probably offload them. I'd keep a few, like a very select few.
Yeah.
But I'd offload most of them.
Yep. Man, it's kind of the same thing. It's trying to get money quick. And I think it would probably be, I think some of those. I think some of the customs that the Mythic Legions that my buddies have made for me, those things would just sell really high.
Not a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive.
To be honest, I can't think of a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive that I have that would probably sell higher than that horse that you did for me.
And realistically, if things go good again, he could always get another one. Right. You know, he could have you make another one.
And, probably not.
Not after he finds out I sold it. But
you paid me $12 and you sold it for 416.
Yeah, I just think that stuff has that. But obviously, too, there's a bigger market for a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, whatever. And what would you? And what?
Matt,
would,
sure,
I mean,
your care with the
I
question.
I loved it, but it was math. Yeah.
And what would be the last figure you would sell? It would be those customs it'd be those customs that
first and
that
last.
Chris and Bill made for
the same thing.
Well, I guess it's I looked at the first question is if you needed to make fast money for something you knew that would sell high. I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking. So yeah,
the last figure. Gosh, that is a difficult one for me.
Because I know you've said you would keep your He-Man over anything, but really, would it be the last figure you sold?
Only if I could never get one again. But you know, in this case, that isn't the question. So, might be my Fisto, because Fisto's a high dollar figure, and I love that figure. He's like my favorite guy. So, maybe. I guess I'm going to go with that because I can't. That's all that's coming to my brain right now.
Chris?
Maybe my Apocalypse custom.
Yeah.
Which I've already got so many offers for that, and actually Brandis wants it. But I told him I don't want to. He wanted me to make him another one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like making the same thing twice.
Yeah, it's boring for
him. So I'm going to. I've already got the body, and I'm starting on something for him.
Oh, cool.
And then I told him he could have his choice.
Ooh.
So I'll put both of them in front of him.
Yeah, and he can pick which one.
Yep.
Oh, I like that a lot. Peter?
We should do that on the podcast.
It would be probably my mint on card Casey Jones. So just because it's always one of my favorite figures, and it was the first mint on card vintage when I got back into it. It was the first one I bought mint on card. Mm-hmm. The one I got from Michael Redding would be probably right next to that.
Mm-hmm.
But that would probably be that Casey Jones.
Nice. So. I like him. Last but not least is Francisco Ramirez. I'm going to tell you, I saw the order that these came in. The way I picked the order of how I was going to read them was I went with Courtney's first because I thought, oh, you know, something different, kind of go something fun. Then I was like, Eric's will be, you know, standard toy kind of question. And then I was like, Francisco's questions are some of the funniest shit I've ever read. He usually just knocks it out of the park. So, here's his question. Question for 116, since hearing my name mentioned excites me. Well, here you go, Francisco. One, Steve talked PowerCon, but never mentioned the Motu dildos.
The Motu dildos, yeah.
Did any one of them specifically catch his eye or brown eye?
No, wait. These were actual dildos, or were they... little toys of penises that look like.
I think he is talking about the cocks of the universe.
He is.
Not an actual dildo.
No. But it is a penis that is. I actually have one.
Yes.
It was given to me by Justice Curry. He won't admit it in front of a crowd, but that sick bastard got me one. And yes, one did catch my eye. I did really love the Prince Adam one. Think pink balls. White stock, blonde tip. It was immediately recognizable as a Prince Adam.
Pete just immediately penis. Looked up from what he was doing. He got interested.
The disgusting.
And I actually was going to buy it because I thought it was so novelty-esque. Yes. And then I went back at the end of the show and it was gone.
Did you hear why they were gone, though? You guys talked about this.
I don't think that the... I don't think the PowerCon was happy with the... But that wasn't why they were gone.
Oh, okay.
It had sold.
It sold. Oh, okay. All right. Did you hold one up and say, I have the power?
No, I had it in my mouth, so it sounded like, I have the power. It was like that.
And then he said, if not, why not? But there you go. Yeah,
See into the future. Yes.
Two, I just listened to episode 50. Can we get more Vernetta, or as I like to refer to her, Girl Pete?
I like to refer to her as, like, more manly Pete.
I texted Vernetta the other day. I got to tell this story. And I texted her and I said, hey, in my orgy dream last night, you complimented me on my stamina, but you did so unenthusiastically. So I am a little bit confused as to where I stand in the stamina category. So to which she replied with some absolutely great questions. You know, was I unenthusiastic with my words or my body? Whatever. I love Vernetta, and we always need more Vernetta. And I told her, I said, the funniest part about the orgy dream was Heidi, because she kept moving around to like the other edge of the bed, like avoiding everybody, because she wouldn't like just get in on it. I'm like, well, then why are you here naked? Like, you're, if you're not going to participate, get the fuck out.
Very antisocial.
You know? So,
did you at least get to look at her?
Huh? I did. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
So,
We need to get Vernetta back on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometime soon. We do love her. Number three, you think you will ever get burned out collecting figures?
I'll get burned out doing a lot of things, but I don't think collecting figures will ever be one of them. I may get burned out with a certain figure. I may get burned out with a certain line. I may go, fuck Joe's. I'm not doing this shit anymore. You know, or something like that. I may get out of Legends, but I think collecting is always going to be a part of my life at this point, especially with some of the things I've done with MuskieCon and now Toy Haven and, you know, going to the shows. I mean, I think it's going to be, I don't ever see myself go, man, I can't wait to go to this toy show and not collecting toys anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't foresee me burning out.
No, I agree with Pete. Like I think I could see myself getting burned out by a certain line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think I'll ever, like, be burned out by vintage stuff and He-Man, especially. And with the community, with what we've got with me and, you know, the three of us together and this thing and all the other friends and people, I just don't see. As long as that's going strong, I'm in trouble when it comes to toy collecting. So,
what do you think, Chris?
It's never going to happen. Never.
Never.
No. Nope. That wraps up the questions.
That's it?
Yep. Thank you, everybody.
All right.
You got your list?
Yeah, time for Steve's. Who am I? Steve's top five.
It's time for Steve and Kachati's.
Yeah. I'm not trying to mimic Pete here. This is usually his thing. But I wanted to talk about Iron Fist today. I called Travis today. And I was like, come on, dude. Tell me you at least started it. And then he crushed my hopes and dreams. And so I talked about it with him. And I know it's going to be a long time before we're ever going to talk about this stuff. So I, you know, my intent is to not spoil things. But there's a chance that these could be a little bit of spoiler-esque. So if you're worried about getting spoiled, turn us off, because this is the last thing we're going to do before we close the show down. But this is my top five things you will not see on Iron Fist Season 2. So, first thing you will not see is Colleen Wynn's boobs. I was hoping. I think she's hot. The actress is hot. And she looks like she's got pretty nice ones. And I would like to see them.
I bet they're perky.
Just want everybody to know that there's no sense getting all excited thinking you're going to, because you're not.
Misty Knight is stacked.
Oh yeah, she's
like
loving.
They do a pretty good job with the blazers that they try to hide them a little bit, but she is stacked, man.
Did which one of the Sand sisters in Game of Thrones showed off her rack?
Stark sisters?
Oh no, those Sand girls.
That's she's one of them. She came from that.
Yeah, but I don't think it's her.
What? Yeah,
I don't think she's the one that did it.
One of them did. Showed
that guy.
Showed Bronn.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
From the girls from Dorne? Daughters from Dorne?
Yeah.
Colleen Wing is one of those girls?
Yeah, the whip one.
What?
Yeah.
Whips and chains, handcuffs. Smack a little booty up, whip my belt.
She's got Game of Thrones, Star Wars.
She's also Maz Kanata.
She's Maz Kanata.
Oh. Mas you're Katana. As stupid as you are racist, Steven.
I didn't say that. Number four, things you will not see in Iron Fist Season 2, is Colleen and Misty, they spend a lot of time together, but you will not see them hook up, even though that would be much more interesting than seeing them talk for 11 hours on a 10-hour series, because I swear that's what how much time they spent talking.
They had there was a big to-do in Luke Cage in this season, in the second season, where they're like at the bar. And they're talking, and they're drinking, and they're training, and they're together. So.
Yeah, they're totally, like, I thought maybe they would hook up, but they didn't, and that's...
Well, Colleen's with Danny, though, right?
Yeah, well, just saying.
But in the comic, is it Misty Knight with... Yeah, that's what I thought.
With what?
Danny, Luke? Right?
Yeah, Danny.
Misty Knight's with Danny?
Yeah.
I don't think Danny can handle that. Need somebody like Luke Cage.
Number three, things you will not see... You will not see any strong male characters in this show besides Davos. Every guy in this thing is a big pussy.
Who's Davos?
The bad guy.
Who?
His brother from the first one. The guy that he trained with in Lu Kang, Kung Lao.
Kung Lung.
Kung Ling Ling.
Kung Lun? Kung Lun?
Ling
Kung
Lung.
Kung Lun.
Kung, Kung Lung!
Yeah, I can't picture that.
And speaking of Kung Lun, I believe... you will not see Danny's Kunlun training amount to a hill of beans against any of the girls in this show, or boys, or really doesn't really mean shit, because he really needs a lot of help. And number one, you will not see, and this is the most heartbreaking for me, you will not see what I thought was going to happen, I thought had to happen. An epic showdown between Davos and Danny Rand, both with lit up iron fists, one red, one yellow, have an awesome martial arts combat scene in the dark, a la lightsabers, a flashing lights, kind of like The Last Dragon, but way more updated. If you, Chris knows what I'm talking about with The Last Dragon.
Hold up.
But way more updated with way higher paced martial arts and really show off the whole iron fist badassery. Don't even think about it. You're not going to see that. And there. So there you go. Just so you know, I don't want you to get hyped up like I was for the whole time thinking I was going to see stuff like that.
I'm going to try and catch up.
What do you mean?
I'm gonna seriously reconsider top tens. Because if they're like that, I'm sorry.
I wasn't trying to be funny.
I'm kidding, Steven. Jesus. Go home. Get some rest. This new job's got y'all stressed out.
It does. It does.
No, and that's my intention as well, Trav, is I want, as like I said, I grabbed Luke Cage because it probably was the first one on my Netflix. And it was between that and Jessica Jones.
Well, it's chronologically before this.
Yeah, but Jessica Jones was before.
That would have been before. I had no desire to watch Iron Fist, and I probably would not have until House Seal the other day on the Facebook page started talking about it being worth it. And I'm like, son of a bitch, now I've got to at least give it a shot. You know?
Everyone except for Steve that I've talked to that has watched it, including Chris, has said that it redeems the first season, that it's better than the first season.
But redeeming the first season and being better than the first season are two different things to me because, you know, again, a Colleen Wing nipple slip would have been better than the first season. You know, to redeem the first season was garbage. I'm sorry. It was plain, straight-up trash. It was. So, I mean, you've got to come a long way to get me to say it redeemed itself. The way people were talking on the internet is that the last episode alone makes people crave a third season. Did you feel that way, Chris?
The last two minutes of it?
Yeah. The last minute was cool. I don't understand it.
I'm still waiting to see him punch the heart out of the dragon or whatever. So.
Right. Yeah. Come on. I don't understand. Stand.
Fight Fing Fang Foom in the show?
No, that's another thing you're not going to see.
Is him fight Fing Fang Foom?
Well, it doesn't really matter, though. I mean, if you are good enough to beat everybody at Kun Lun and then go face the dragon and beat the dragon and get the Iron Fist, it really doesn't amount to jack shit.
Because they can just steal it from you, apparently.
Well, not only that, but look who handed him his ass. Look who he had to get
help from. The guy with the blow jug. From virtual,
the hobo.
From Virtual Fighter 4 on Sega Saturn.
apparently, having a split personality is more powerful than the Iron Fist. Right?
Spoiler alert.
Can we talk about this?
Talk about it.
Yeah,
she is great. I love Alice Eve. as
Alice Eve is in Alice Iron Eve Fist. Is that who that is? Yes. I thought it was Typhoid. She's called Mary.
Yes, that's her. That's the actress's name.
The actress's name is Alice Eve from She's Out of My League. Like mega bonerific, man.
One of the hottest chicks ever.
Oh, yes, ever.
And she has an English accent.
I thought Alice Eve was a. I thought you were referring to Alice Eve as a comic book.
Mary Walker.
Is that Typhoid Mary?
Yes.
Okay.
But they didn't even touch like her. Like, isn't she like pyrokinetic or whatever? Yeah.
What I really love is
the third.
Chris goes, isn't she like, it looks at me and then moves right on to Travis like, what am I doing? Why am I asking this fat motherfucker? I didn't know what was, I thought that this was a comic book character I wasn't aware of. Alice Eve. I don't know.
Alice Eve.
It sounds like one, but no.
Alice Eve.
It does
Alice
sound like
Eve
a comic book. Lively, Scarlett Johansson. That's my top three, man. Mm. And have been for a while.
Mm.
Well, this Typhoid
watch
Mary.
Watch it for her.
This Typhoid Mary doesn't have any powers.
She can give you typhoid.
She can't. She doesn't do any of that.
Nobody wants typhoid.
But she pretty much could handle that Iron Fist pretty good.
Oh, I bet she could. I'd give her my Iron Fist. It's more like a bronze pinky, but either way, you know.
Oh, man. Oh, all right, so that's it for me. You guys good or what? We got more we got to talk about? What's going on here?
I'm good.
All right. Take it away, Pete.
Wrapping up episode 116 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. We talk about toy drama. We talk about toys. We talk about comics. We talk about TV. We talk about thinking it's still 1946 and women should not have any rights.
Not true.
Go out and watch Iron Fist Season 2. Make sure you watch Westworld. Check out Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. See if you like it. Try it on for size. See if it fits. Wear it around for a little bit. Give it a go. Luke Cage is great. Watch it. Coming up on the docket, I think the next show we've got is going to be the Grand Rapids Comic Con, right, Trav?
Yeah.
November 7th, 8th, and 9th at the DeVos Place in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're going to find us there in the booth. Kicking it. MesquiteCon, Tulip City, and Toy Haven are going to hook up for a double booth in the vendor area. And then you're going to find us at Stella's on Friday night, and then Stella's on Saturday night, drinking, eating, drinking, drinking. It's going to be a good time. You staying down there this year, Steven?
I believe so.
Nice. Looking forward to it, man. Huge thanks, obviously, to Hobby Lobby Chris Middlecamp for coming out and sharing his toys and his knowledge. I still love the look on his face every time he asks a question and then looks to me like there's this little piece of hope that goes, maybe he knows this one, you know, and I let him down every time. So I apologize for that. But until next time, Travis Bowles, your host, Stephen Machete. I am Pete McCarthy. And until next time, again, welcome back. We will see you guys in the toy aisle.